Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Overtime. Mark Grandy, Kyle Madsen, and Sterling Bennett with analysis, sound from the locker room, and your reaction to the game. When the clock hits zero, we bring you Overtime. Take it away, boys.
Well, the clock hasn't quite hit zero just yet. There's 18 seconds on the clock in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium. The Niners offense is getting set to take the field, down six. No timeouts left. They need a miracle here, and we'll talk you through the final 18 seconds, but it is looking like the 49ers very well could lose without allowing a touchdown. Los Angeles Rams have four field goals for their 12 points. The Niners, 6 points through two field goals, and the Niners are in danger of dropping to 6-8. The kickoff happening as we speak. We'll let you know if anything crazy happens. But guys, welcome into Overtime. It's Mark Randy with you. We'll hear from Sterling Bennett and Kyle Madsen in just a moment. Debo Samuel did take the kickoff out of the end zone and returned it out to the, I'm not sure how far he returned it, but there is a flag. We'll keep you updated on that. But guys, regardless of what happens here, just an absolutely rough effort from the 49ers offense. The defense was awesome. They hold the Rams to only 12 points, and the Niners need a miracle to win this game at home.
No, it's perfect. This is the perfect way to end this season. Like, they didn't need any more hope. They didn't deserve to be any good. They didn't deserve to be 7-7 and like, oh, hey, look, they're getting guys. I know, man. They were bad for most of this year, and they were the worst version of that bad tonight. Drops. I thought Brock Purdy was abominable. The offensive line wasn't great. You had penalty issues. It was just all the things that have plagued this team all year wrapped up into one. And I think my favorite part about it is that there's no reason to be like, oh, hey, maybe this just needs a little tweak. Like, no, whatever they're doing offensively needs a massive overhaul. This isn't working anymore. And whatever Shanahan was doing at the beginning of the game, trying to get Debo Samuel involved, dude, to hell with that. It's not working. That guy stinks. He's not good at football anymore. I don't understand why they're wasting drives early in this game when your defense is cooking, by the way. I don't understand why they're wasting time trying to get Debo Samuel the ball because he did a tweet. I don't know about you guys. That doesn't make sense to me. That I every time they started to hand him the ball, it was this is going nowhere. This is a waste of time. You're wasting this play. You're not going to get to second and short or third and short by doing this. First, third and six of the game, and you hand it off to the guy who's averaging 0.6 yards a carry? It's ludicrous, dude. They deserve to lose this game. I'm happy they lost this game, and I hope that they undergo the necessary soul-searching this offseason to figure out whatever the hell is wrong with them.
Yeah, Sterling, I'll hand this off to you in just a sec, but the Niners do get the ball at midfield after a decent Debo Samuel kickoff return and then a horse collar tackle. They have 11 seconds to work with after an incompletion for Brock Purdy, but it is second. It'll be second and down after that, but from the 50-yard line. But overall, Sterling, even if there was something that crazy that happens here down the stretch, this was a bad effort all the way around for the 49ers on the offensive side of the football.
So we're just crossing off the idea of a Brock Purdy 50-yard Hail Mary for a touchdown? Hey, if Jaden Daniels can do it, no, I'm just kidding. But no, you guys are right. It's a last-place team, and in the biggest game of the year, where you have a smidge of a chance to come back and maybe make the playoffs, the offense puts together a last-place effort. 6 points? 6 points.
Yeah, against a defense that just gave up 42 points last week.
Brock's throwing unnecessary bad interceptions. He's missing high. He's missing low. Oh, and I get it. It's raining. You want to pay that guy $65 million a year? Okay, Brock's a pretty good quarterback, but he ain't a great quarterback right now. And again, the biggest game of the year, the most clutch you have to be, where you have to make the right throws in the one drive where you're finally putting something together. You hit Pearsall. You hit Kittle. Grando's running well. You're cooking. Okay, here is where the Niners offense is going to show up. What happens? They lay a turd on Thursday Night Football with the season on the line.
Oof.
Brock was terrible. Debo was terrible. You want to make tweets? How dare you? How dare you ask for the football more when every time you touch it, 3 yards, 2 yards, 1 yard, you get called for a holding. You drop arguably a touchdown that would have been the difference in this football game. You want to talk about being clutch, being wide receiver number one. You're the wide back. Hey, Kyle, feed me more. I don't want to feed you at all, brother. You don't deserve the football. You don't deserve to tweet it out. Take his phone away. Make him sit on the bench the rest of the year if you're going to put that performance together in the biggest game of the season.
Yeah, it's official, by the way. Brock Purdy on 2nd and 10 after a deep incompletion to Ricky Pearsall was sacked. The clock runs out. Niners have no timeouts because they needed them to get the defense off the field. And the final score in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium, the Rams 12, the 49ers 6. The Niners are 6-8. The Rams are 8-6. Niners postseason chances are not 100% gone, but for all intents and purposes, this season is over for the San Francisco 49ers. Welcome to Overtime. Mark Randy, Kyle Madsen, Sterling Bennett with you. We're here for you all night long. Give us a call. Shoot us a text on the Comcast Business text line. 888-957-9570. The Niners led this game for decent chunks. They scored first. They took a lead early in the third quarter. The Rams, though, finished with 3 field goals. They scored the final 9 points of this football game. No touchdowns in this game, but the Rams got it done when they needed to, and it puts a damper on what was a fun day to begin because Dre Greenlaw came back. Nick Bosa returned. Talanoa Hufanga was playing great in the first half. Guys, there was also no surprise that when this Rams offense looked the best, it was when, unfortunately, Dre Greenlaw had to sit on the bench for the majority of the second half. The second he goes out, the Rams are able to put together scoring drives, and they did 3 of them in the second half, all without Dre Greenlaw on the field, at least in the tail end of that first scoring drive. The 17-play, 65-yard drive that took nearly 10 minutes off the clock. Greenlaw.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Looked awesome in the first half, but he could not finish in the second half. The Rams take advantage, and they basically end the Niners season with a 12-6 win.
191 total yards of offense at home in a game where you're facing one of the worst defenses in football, in a game where your defense holds the opponent to 0-for-3 in the red zone, 4-of-15 on third down the Rams were, and the 49ers offense, the brilliance that is the 49ers offense, the cutting edge that you can't stop it. Look at them go. They just get downhill and they run, and oh man, he had 6 points. So you got, if you told me you put up this defensive performance against the Rams, I'd have been like, man, another 49ers get right game. They just might do this thing. And they scored 6 points, dude. I'm sorry. I'm ready to scrap everything offensively right now. I know I'm being emotional and it's knee-jerk reactions and stuff, but I don't know who or what they need to change this offseason, especially offensively. But it's back to the drawing board for Kyle Shanahan, man. And if anybody's calling in saying, like, you got to fire this guy, it's really hard to push back on that after they did this in the biggest game of the year against one of the worst defenses in the league. I don't have any answers. They were atrocious. And when you start spinning this forward and you start looking at the quarterback, where are you guys? I'm not giving Brock Purdy any contract this offseason.
Whoa.
I don't, like, no, you don't, no, well, he's going to take $30 million a year. Yeah, here, go ahead. Yeah, you can have that. But what has he done to prove that he can be anything more than an average-ass quarterback when he doesn't have Deebo Samuel playing at elite level, when he doesn't have Brandon Ayuk playing like an all-pro, when he doesn't have Christian McCaffrey playing like the offensive player of the year, when he doesn't have George Kittle playing like a first-team all-pro, when he doesn't have Trent Williams as a first-team all-pro? What is he's proven that in a more... And the environment that the 49ers offense is for a quarterback right now is way more normal. They're not a bad offense. They're not a bad group of players, but they're a pretty normal group of players. And Brock Purdy looks astonishingly average. And tonight, frankly, far below that.
I can't justify
giving him paying him.
Maybe not $65 million. And I think maybe I'm with you, Kyle, in regards to saying, okay, I got to see more. Like, mm-hmm. You've proven you can be great when everything's right. You've proven at times you can be great when things aren't just right. But over the course of the season, without Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams, like you said, no Brandon Ayuk, you can't find Ricky Pearsall twice in a game. You can't feed George Kittle more than about 4 or 5 times tonight. Deebo Samuel, mm-hmm. again, we already talked about him, how bad he was. But when you talk about Brock Purdy specifically, I am leaning more towards letting him play out his contract or franchise tagging him after next year, because I got to see more. Now, I'm not out on Brock. I'm not saying he can't be that guy, but when you talk about potentially giving a player the largest contract in NFL history, You got to know that guy can pick you up when nothing is going right. When in a year like this, Murphy's Law, everything that can go wrong is going to go wrong. That guy's going to save your season. And unfortunately, Brock, maybe outside of Deebo Samuel, looked like the worst player on the field tonight. And we've never said that before. But when that's the quarterback of your team in the biggest game of the year, that's the last thing you want to say when you're looking at the offseason being like, hey, $65 million, ring the bell, here we come. I'm not too sure anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely not a record-breaking contract coming up for Brock Purdy this offseason. That seems pretty clear. I don't know if the 49ers want to get into a staring match with potentially the guy they still view as their franchise quarterback and say, play your last year out, and then we'll franchise tag you, and then he might refuse to play. That seems to be a little bit messy, but I agree 100% that he's not getting a record-breaking contract. The question is, where do these two teams settle? And it's going to be an interesting conversation to have in this entire offseason, because you guys are right. Brock was not good today. Not at all. 14 for 31, 142, no touchdowns and one interception, and the one interception basically ended the game, because you know at that point your defense is already tired. It's a short week. You're without Dre Greenlaw, who could not play for the majority of the second half. You needed to score points, at least to tie the game on that last offensive drive, and you were moving the ball well. For some reason, Brock Purdy, instead of taking the check down, as you had been doing for the majority of that drive, check it down. He had Pearsall open over the middle. He had Garendo open over the middle. He decided to take a deep shot. I don't know if there was miscommunication between him and Juwan Jennings down the right sideline. Juwan was nowhere near where the ball went. Maybe it was just an absolute terrible throw by Brock. Maybe it was miscommunication. I'm not so sure. We will wait to hear what he had to say post-game, but that's just a back-breaking mistake that, simply put, you cannot have on a team like the Niners, who are facing an uphill climb at this point of the season. You cannot turn the ball over in that moment. This was an offense that scored 38 points last week against a Bears defense that, not a good defense by any stretch, but neither are the Rams. Not a very good defense either. This was a team that you should have been able to put points on. And there's blame to go around elsewhere. You guys talked about Deebo already. Totally fair. You talked about Kyle Shanahan already. Totally fair as well. But Brock Purdy deserves to shoulder a lion's worth of the blame, because when you're the quarterback, that's just how it goes. Brock Purdy, flat out, plain and simple, was very, very bad today. There's no way around it.
Yeah, man. And there were the thing that the worst part about it is the throw, like the throws were there to be made. He just missed some of them, and missed them bad in some cases. And that's why, to me, one bad throw, two bad throws, yeah, you're going to miss a deep shot here and there. But it was like anything over 15 yards down the field was just no dice. It's underthrown, it's behind the receiver, and you can't... That's where I have a problem. Like, quarterbacks are going to have bad games, it's whatever. But in a game like this where, hey, you know what? Number 13, this is on you. You got to make a play. You got to make a throw. George Kittle's open deep. Deebo Samuel, the deeper throw down the middle to Deebo Samuel, like, that was there. If he gets it out in front a little bit, it's there, but it was behind him and underthrown.
The Pearsall throw down the middle before the Juwan interception, that's a touchdown if you lead him perfectly. Yep. Pearsall had him beat, and I saw this stat. Let me find it here. The Niners did not get the ball back again, so this stat is still accurate. Brock Purdy tonight on throws 20-plus yards downfield, 0-for-7, one interception. Did not complete a single pass 20 or more yards down the field. That's what the Niners offense has become at times this year.
And that's what I don't get. Like, on all those deep shots, it's like there's throws available over the middle, man. There's shorter throws to take. You don't have to get all of this at once. And it's like, for some reason, that's what the Niners offense devolved into this year. And I don't quite understand it. For me, that's the number one thing. Like, if I'm picking things that I would like to see change over the offseason, the number one thing for me would be getting back to the layups for the quarterback. Getting back to those easy throws. Getting back to not needing to push everything down the field. And maybe that's a little bit on Purdy and his mindset. But he and Shanahan have to get on the same page, because I don't think they can survive if their offensive success is going to ride on Brock Purdy completing deep throws, particularly in the rain. That can't be the case again next year for me.
Well, San Francisco's offense has turned into a 3-2 outcome. It's either a home run play, which is rare. It's a strikeout, which is more common than not. And then maybe it's like a little dink and dunk here that gets you
a little walk.
Maybe a field goal when it's all said and done because you can't score in the red zone. So, you know, it's in this game in particular comes down to three throws, in my opinion. The Deebo Samuel slant over the middle that Deebo Samuel drops. Just Purdy's interception late when you could have got a field goal to give you a lead, maybe, which maybe you win the game, maybe you don't, but it still changes the entire trajectory of the game at that point in time. Then Matthew Stafford's 51-yard throw to Puka Nacua. To Poo-Poo Nacua.
Whoa.
Whoa. Those are the three throws of the game where you're like, wow, it took literally three throws. One home run by a quarterback to a wide-open receiver downfield, and a quarterback in Brock Purdy that couldn't lead guys open when they were there multiple times. George Kittle. I know Juwan Jennings had a few drops, but the Pearsall play was just like, dude, that's a throw we've seen other quarterbacks in this system make a lot of the times.
Well, we've seen that Brock quarterback make it.
Right, but the quarterback that wasn't here tonight that played on the other sideline was making those throws, and he wasn't great at them either. But in games like this, they had more than 13 points, and they win you this football game. And I get it, there's personnel differences and whatnot, but my goodness, like Brock Purdy put on a performance that makes you say, what about Sam Darnold? He's having a great year. Like, I'm not saying pick him up, but it's like, hey, Darnold's playing great. And I don't even like Sam Darnold that much. I was like, yikes, when he got signed last year. But you got me thinking weird things because, like, what is happening? You're 6-8, and the offense can't move the football. And when you do move the football, the quarterback makes back-breaking, season-ending-type plays that you're like, everyone knows that's the wrong decision to make, and you're still doing it. I guarantee you ask Brock, he'll say, hey, it's a bad choice. You ask Kyle, hey, it's a bad choice. Like, Juwan Jennings has three Rams all over him. He's not even open. If he was open and it was an underthrow, your arm ain't great, whatever. Not even open. Like, what do you see? Because, oh my goodness, he may need LASIK. Give him Jameis Winston's LASIK. He might need it. He's not even open.
Yeah, well, okay, let me play devil's advocate for a second. And first of all, there's no denying that the interception at the end of the game was not a good decision. Like, no one in their right mind can argue otherwise. Bad decision, terrible moment, and the worst possible moment to have that decision and that interception. But can we for a second also talk about Brock Purdy being down to his second string left tackle, his third string left guard, his fourth string running back? He has a wide receiver in Deebo Samuel, who for some reason Kyle Shanahan seems insistent on getting him touches, even though every touch is a disaster, who also can't catch the ball over the middle on what might have been a touchdown that might have turned this game around. You know, the best target, George Kittle, doesn't get targeted as often as we feel like he should. Seven targets today, second most on the team behind Juwan. Deebo, though, also had seven targets. Kittle turned those seven targets into four catches. My point, as I play devil's advocate, not that I necessarily disagree with you guys, but this is also an offense that is down so many key guys, and Brock Purdy, the quarterback, obviously you love him to be able to elevate everyone around him, but it's not as if this is an extremely talented group of offensive players that he is surrounded by right now.
Okay, I'm going to push back on three things. I'm going to push back on everything you just said.
Everything you said.
No, Aaron Banks started tonight at left guard, so he had his starting left guard. It is a backup left tackle. We've established that.
Who's played pretty well, mind you.
Yeah. I didn't think they were particularly bad. Kyle Shanahan's not. There's some designed throws to Deebo, but Kyle Shanahan's not the one throwing the ball to Deebo Samuel. That's on Brock. Seven targets, I think like three of those were designed. So that's on Brock. And like I said earlier, what the 49ers have talent-wise right now is pretty commensurate with like league average. Most teams would take George Kittle and Juwan Jennings and a first-round pick and Ricky Pearsall. And Isaac Grant is their third-string running back, who they traded two picks to move up into the fourth round for, who had a great game last week. So I get that this is not the elite team that they had last year, but there's plenty. If they were just not open all game and it's like, man, you know what? Brock's got nowhere to go and he's got sacked a bunch of times and he's running around. Okay, that's one thing. But like the throws were there and the Deebo drop was just brutal. like you guys said, game-changing play. But on the other hand, that's one drop. Purdy was terrible the rest of the way. And does that drop change the game? Like, yeah, 100%. But that's where if you're gonna make this guy your franchise quarterback and he's gonna be the rising tide that lifts all boats, the tide never came. It never. You cannot have a margin for error that's so small that one drop is like, well, what do you want him to do? The guy dropped a touchdown. I want him to make another damn throw. That's not too much to ask. Is that crazy? I don't think that's crazy.
And that throw didn't come on the last play of the game. He had almost an entire half to play.
Thank you.
And win the game still. And look, I don't think I'm like jumping off the ship. Like, I'm out on Brock Purdy. It's just what he's done this year. There's been really high highs against the Bears last week. Looked phenomenal against a middling defense that fired their head coach that was calling defensive plays, but still looked really good. Earlier in the season, there were plays he was making. You're like, wow, that's not Brock's fault. Ronnie Bell dropped the football. The defense was terrible. Special teams cost him. Special teams had all the points tonight because the offense couldn't get in the end zone, and the defense was the best they had been all year in the biggest game of the season. And again, yeah, Deebo Samuel drops a pass. Juwan Jennings has a few drops here or there. The running game wasn't working for about a half of or so. But when you're going to give someone that contract, when you're going to literally put your funds in one boat and say, hey, carry us, and have to either cut Javon Hargrave or Deebo Samuel, which really isn't a bad idea at this point, like, you're going to have to make massive changes to your roster to accommodate Brock Purdy. Well, in a game like this, you shouldn't have to ask others to accommodate for your quarterback. And that's what happened tonight. And they tried their darndest. Outside of Deebo Samuel, Kittle was fine. Grenda was fine. Pearsall was open. The offensive line wasn't great, but it was good enough. They had drives, and they were in position to score multiple times. And while Brock Purdy wasn't the only reason they lost tonight, you can almost say he was the biggest reason they lost tonight. And if that's your quarterback, that's who you're going to pay and sell to the franchise, that team, and the fan base. When everything's not perfect, that's still our guy. They're going to give you 5 years at $65 million a year. You talk about windows being open or closed or not. That window is certainly kind of going back and forth like, oh, it's open. No, it's closed. It's open. No, it's closed. I don't know what to make of Brock Purdy at this point. And I hate saying that. I love this kid. He's been awesome the last 2 years. But this year's not been Brock Purdy. And I'm not sure exactly who he is at this point in his career.
Yeah, and you talk about windows. One of the quickest ways to close your window, to slam your window shut and make it very difficult to ever open it again for at least a few years, it is to pay a quarterback who might not actually be very good an absurd amount of money. It has happened across the NFL so often of late. So that's why this decision coming up this offseason is so important for the Niners. Okay, let's sneak in a call before we take a quick break here on Overtime. We got so much more time with you. 888-957-9570. We're just getting started as we try to pick apart another disastrous loss for the 49ers. 12-6, the final score in favor of the Rams. The Niners now 6-8 in their playoff chances, like around 1%. Like, it is as unlikely as it possibly can be without officially being eliminated. Let's go out to the phone lines. Manny is hanging out in Union City. Manny, what's up? You're on Overtime. It's Mark, Randy, Kyle Madsen, Sterling Bennett with you. How you doing, Manny?
I am not doing good at all, having watched that game. To be honest with you, after that interception, I shut it down. I mean, I went back in to peek to see what was going on, but I knew the writing was on the wall, fellas. After that interception, it was a pretty much done deal. The one thing with Brock Purdy, I was telling the guy that screened the call, I'm glad he's a 49er. He represents that 49er spirit from back in the golden era, your days of the 1800s or whenever the gold rush took place. Because you know what, guys? He symbolizes it. And here's why. When everybody ran out west to try to get themselves that gold, they fell for fool's gold. And when Brock Purdy came out against the Dolphins in the last couple of years, it's starting to show me that it's just fool's gold. All right? We just got to look at it for what it is. I mean, we're making excuses all the time. And I don't blame them. I mean, we gotta grasp at something as to what happened this season. But it just falls to this. I mean, you guys said it. You know, can we fault the man for having the game that he played today because he was down to his third string, fourth string guys? Last I checked, These were the same guys that won big against the Bears like 3 days ago. What's the difference? And you're at home in the biggest game of your season, and this is all you got to show for it? I mean, Debo, he does more tweeting and more whining than he does producing on the field. With Tio and his antics?
Yeah, go ahead, Manny.
Tio backed it up on the field. Right? Tio could say all he wanted to say. He backed it up on the field. Debo runs his mouth and nothing comes out of it. Honestly, I'm sick and tired of this guy, man. Blow this team up. Get rid of Debo. Do not waste a franchise tag on Purdy. I'm begging you, 49ers, man. You guys, you know what Brock Purdy is? NFL fans, the name Matt Castle ring a bell? He had a Pro Bowl season and tanked. I'm very, very skeptical now about Brock Purdy. I mean, what more could we have asked for a patchwork defense to hold Puka and
Yeah, Manny, the defense was awesome in this game, and they absolutely deserve to win this football game. They played awesome, especially in the first half. Drake Greenlaw was the Niners' best player in the first half. It didn't seem like he is coming off of an Achilles injury. We will get an update from Kyle Shanahan, I'm sure. He was working on his calf. Drake Greenlaw was on the sideline, and did not play for the majority of the second half. We will update everybody on that when we know. Manny, your Brock Purdy comment about not wasting a franchise tag on him, that doesn't even have to happen this offseason. The Niners do not have to do anything this offseason with Brock Purdy. They could force him to play on his deal, and then they could franchise tag him a year and a half from now. We do got to hit a quick break, but I know Sterling wants to tag something here. What do you got, Sterling?
One of two things. Kyle Shanahan said linebacker Dre Greenlaw didn't play later in the game because of fatigue and soreness, while Devondre Campbell, who had started the entire year for Dre Greenlaw, refused to come in the third quarter.
He refused to come in.
Refused to play with the game on the line.
Good. Get him off my team. Good. Goodbye.
Wow.
Good
wow.
Night.
Okay.
Night. And on Devondre that note, Campbell.
On
see
that
ya.
Note, we will take
playoffs
a quick
over,
break.
Campbell over. We're out of here.
When we come back, we got plenty more to get into, including Devondre Campbell quitting on the Niners in a game where you had to win at home on Thursday Night Football. Dre Greenlaw looks like he avoided something more serious. That is good news there, but there's so much more to get into, plus your calls and your texts, 888-957-9570. The Niners fall at home on Thursday Night Football, their season all but over. It's overtime with Mark Grady, Kyle Matz, and Sterling Bennett. More next on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.